Our bartending team, I call them master mixologists. It takes them a couple of months to get their recipes dialed in, tons of different iterations. They'll taste them and taste them and taste them, and then they'll finally be ready to go on the menu. Hi, this is Eden from the Violet Hour. You are listening to Gain on WGN. You can go
your own way. 720 WGN is Dan Neal here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue in Chicago, on the line with us now as we kind of kick off what hopefully will be our journey towards spring, right, and thawing and some warmth. But also we have to recognize all of the love that is in the air when we are here around Valentine's Day. We've got Eden Lauren. She is a managing partner over at Violet Hour. Eden, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So you guys are known for your cocktails. You take it very, very seriously, and you have a great menu. You have James Beard award-winning cocktail program, but you also, you know, are trying to find time to bring people together over cocktails in the name of love for Valentine's Day.
Right. This is our 10th year, so we have been open for 10 years. So we're trying to always come up with new programming and interesting events and ideas. And this year we wanted to do something really special for Valentine's Day. We have a little curated menu specifically for reserved tables. And then we wanted to bring in some desserts from Blackbird, one of our sister restaurants.
Nice.
We have a little absinthe cart and champagne cocktail cart that will be going around. Just kind of making it snazzy, making it special. But you also don't have to be on a date. That's a very important thing.
So, okay. So you don't have to somehow verify or validate the fact that you're on a date or with someone who could be or is a significant other. You don't have to do that. You can get in there and enjoy it. And you've got two seatings, right, to accommodate people's schedules. You've got a 6 to 8:30, and then you've got a later one.
Exactly, at 9 o'clock. And so it's come before dinner, after dinner, or come and just eat off of our food menu. And then if you are on a date or have a special friend and you wanted to pre-order a bouquet, we pair it up with Flowers for Dreams. And so they made these beautiful handcrafted bouquets, and they give some of their portion of proceeds to a charity. Just kind of neat programming.
And Eden, and I read somewhere that you have romantic stationery too.
So
you can
kind
of personalize the night.
Which it makes it really fun, especially after you have a couple of cocktails. I think we did do that last year, and there were some letters to grandmas and all kinds of notes were written, and then we'll mail them off for you.
What? Letters to grandma? Well, I guess, well, whenever you're going to want to proclaim your love or whatever kind of message, right, that you want to send, you got to do it your own way. So it's nice that you guys are broad enough to accompany and accommodate any kind of situation. So letters to grandma. So you get a lot of grandmas in there at the Violet Hour?
No, I think it's just after a couple of sips of gin, your mind wanders on who you want to write to.
Well, you're providing the right environment, right, for that kind of creativity. And that is coming up on Tuesday for Valentine's Day. And you've got the 6 o'clock seating, you've got the 9 o'clock seating, and it's just $75. So that's not that bad. I think that's pretty economical for almost any budget.
Yes, I'm hoping so. And then, of course, we have the menu and cold drinks and a bunch of other treats. So everything would be included in that price.
Well, people love, or they're going to find a way to get together in the name of love on Valentine's Day, but people love Violet Hour and what you do, including for the James Beard Awards. That is high praise for what you guys are doing and have done for many years on the cocktail side. And so talk a little bit about some of the signature cocktails. You guys, again, and I'll mention it, you take it very seriously, and they've got some really fun and interesting names. I mean, you really put your own spin on things.
Yes. So we have a menu that rotates every 4 months, but highly curated. So we make our own syrup, and we make our own bitters and try to use and showcase really great spirits, local and international, I guess. And we just started our winter menu. Winter is difficult because this is a group of bartenders that we're all here stuck in the Midwest, and you're cold, and there's not a lot of seasonal ingredients that you can use. So I have found on the menu that we have now a lot of what we call escapist cocktails, kind of reminding you that summer's coming, that it's there. Don't lose hope.
What do you mean? Maybe like umbrellas in there, kind of making you think of more tropical settings?
Yeah, my favorite drink on this new menu is called the Brain Scratch, and it uses a Jamaican black rum. So it's got this kind of like funky quality, kind of light. And what we tend to see, especially in the Midwest in winter months, are very boozy, sipping, kind of slow drinking drinks. And this, we call an escapist because it has like Coco Lopez in it, for instance, which is a coconut puree and pineapple syrup. So a syrup we make in-house, but it tastes like the beach. But in still a kind of Chicago ode to gritty, there's snow outside kind of way.
Right. So you keep your roots here in Chicago, but you're able to, at least for a moment, mentally and with the palate, transport yourself to tropical locations or other places where the weather is inevitably better. I want to let the listeners know we're talking with Eden Lawrence. She's the managing partner over there at the Violet Hour. And it's one thing to be creative on the cocktail side and come up with great ingredients and really interesting ways to put them together. Who comes up with the names? I mean, the names are amazing, too.
Yeah, you know, the creators do. So our bartending team, I call them master mixologists, but they create drinks and they work with one of our owners and partners, Toby Maloney, who flies in from New York for every menu change, and they just work together and collaborate. It takes them a couple of months to get their recipes dialed in, tons of different iterations. They'll taste them and taste them and taste them, and then they'll finally be ready to go on the menu. And because they're a very, very creative bunch and a lot of artists and musicians, the names tend to be pretty wacky.
Yes. I mean, there's names like the Rangoon Fizz, you've got Wishful Thinking, Teacher's Pet. I mean, the names are creative, and I'm sure they exemplify the thought process and the inspiration that goes into the drink itself. Now, when you get there and you try the things, the first thing that people think is, of course, it's awesome and it's an amazing experience on the cocktail side, but then you're going to get people saying, hey, I would like to make this at home. And I think one of the greatest gifts that you can give people is the gift of enlightenment, right? Education. And you guys and Toby Maloney, you guys are having your own cocktail classes where you're going to teach people as best you can to make some great cocktails on their own.
Absolutely. So we've had the class series going for about a year now where it was just intro to cocktails. And it started as a demo program. So when someone had an event here, or we do cocktail catering, so if we went off site and we would do a demo on a specific drink, and then ended up getting a lot of interest in learning more and being able to recreate some of these cocktails in at home. So we expanded it. We have still public classes. There are some that are very intro to cocktails, and then we get a little more specific. So it might be Cocktails 102, and we're looking at bitters, or we're looking at certain flavoring elements and finding balance in a cocktail. And then Toby Maloney, he'll be coming in four times this year. So he's coming in March, and he's offering two very in-depth, kind of 200-level classes. So it'll be cocktail theory, looking at the modern classic, looking at the evolution of the cocktail, and then how you create your own drinks. So when you look at the menu or the ingredients you have, let's say if you were going to have an event at home, and what syrups you want to make, and what products you have, and then how you make a delicious drink out of that, and kind of looking at all the theory behind it. We're a little bit, we're cocktail nerds, so we kind of like to continue in that spirit. Try to get other people excited about making elevated drinks.
Eden, there is nothing nerdy about a great cocktail. I think cocktail gurus, cocktail savants, if you will, would be the way to go. Again, letting the listeners know we're talking with Eden Lawrence. She's the managing partner at Violet Hour. You can get out there for Valentine's Day and enjoy some cocktails. Send a letter to your grandmother. Have some amazing food in an incredible setting. You can do that on Tuesday for Valentine's Day. You've got seatings at 6 and 9, $75 for those. And then all year long is the winter menu is just come out. And then, of course, get in touch with them to kind of get your education on, learn to make some cocktails yourself and enjoy everything that Violet Hour has to offer. So even before we let you go, can you give the website for people to get involved, get a hold of you and catch up with all the things going on?
Absolutely. TheVioletHour.com has all of our events, our classes, up and coming features and programming, and then, of course, our current cocktail menu. And if you would like to book reservations for Valentine's Day specifically, Andrea, A-N-D-R-E-A, at TheVioletHour.com, and she'll get you set up.
Oh, it sounds good. Coming up, you know, if love is the inspiration to get the ball rolling, do that. And then keep going to Violet Hour all year long. And, of course, for the classes as well. Eden, thanks so much. And thanks for being on WGN tonight.
Thank you. Cheers.